Blog Talk Radio.
Gone Wild, and this is Jethro. I want to welcome all of you. I know the phones are going nuts. The 773-897-6461 number has jammed because there's so many calls. So hang on, try back, and be patient. It's Friday night, and you're getting your fix of Amy Cavanaugh and Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome all you guys who've been watching and listening and pertaining to this Psychic's Gone Wild. We have our new site up, psychicsgonewild.com, and that's where you should be putting in your submission. It counts for your email votes. Any of you who want to be put in for those Christmas baskets we're going to be giving away, we have a lot of promotions for those of you who enjoy the show. It's going to be our way of saying Merry Christmas and thank you for being our followers and fans. We are very excited, and I say we, as those of you who know, psychicsgonewild.com and Psychics Gone Wild Radio has, starting out with Casey Kelly and her birth cards, Pamela Cummings, Dina Flanagan, Ryan Smith, Aurora Rose, Amy Kavanaugh, Psychic Jethro, and then we have added some of our best and most featured guests, starting with Deborah Lynn Katz, Patty Negri. We've just added this next week. Tune in on Tuesday. Richard Harvey from Spain will be discussing a lot of the metaphysical and the years of practice, the 30 years of it. We will also have next Friday Amy Kavanaugh with Deborah Jacobs. Those of you who listened in, Deborah was on last week. Phenomenal psychic, very gifted dragon worker who also talks with Saint Michael. Tune in, be ready, and you know the funnest thing is tell your friends. They can call in at 773-897-6461. Have some more fun. Every time you send us a name that you put in, we will also put in a fact that you are in the contest. So email us anything you've got, anything you want on the show, anything you'd like to do. Each one of those emails are going to count, and what we're going to do is individually pick five winners starting in November, the first week of November. So those of you who are listening in, the great thing about it is November 2nd and 3rd we'll be announcing those winners. So it'll be Friday and Saturday night, starting out Friday, catching Saturday. If you don't claim the winnings by the next time of Tuesday, we will call out two winners for the basket. So you've got to be not only of listening, but you've got to catch on and, you know, send your email and send in your snail mail so you can win these prizes. Now, those of you who are listening in got to hear a little bit of it last week. One of the prizes in the gift basket is going to be the book of Complete Circle by Lynn Andrews. Those of you who know Lynn Andrews, a female shaman, has wrote and written over, this is her seventh book, and very phenomenal, gifted lady, very much offered this. We've had some other writers. We have those of you who know Dr. Meg Blackburn Lucy from Canada, who has done past life regression work and energies, working with children with abilities. Her book is also going to be in. We've added some others. We just got news today from our Reiki friends and people in Maine. They're going to be adding some positive raised charge, Avatrine, and different bracelets, different holistic metaphysical bracelets. Now let's talk to Amy. Amy Kavanaugh has put her vote in, and we all love and know with Amy. Amy, you were talking to me, and let tell all of our guests what you decide you're going to do and add to our Christmas basket for those who put in.
Oh, yeah, hold on 1 second. I'm just moving my base of operation to someplace a little more peaceful. Yes, I'm going to put in some dowsing rods and some instructions on how to use them. They're really, you can use them to find spirits if that's what you want to do. You can also use them to check your chakras. And it's really interesting because when they're the same things that plumbers use to find water. But the reason they can find water with them is that there's a change in the energy. So they're going to put in some dowsing rods, some instructions on how to use them, and a chakra chart so that you can, if one of your chakras is out of line, you can either through affirmations or crystal work or the food you eat or even as simple as the clothes you wear, adjust the energy with different colors. So that's exciting. And then also, we should probably tell them that tentatively in January, Martin Luther King weekend, we're going to have a two-day workshop down in the Tampa area. Now, it's not set in stone because in order to do this, we are going to need all of you, and we'll talk a little more about how it'll be priced and how you can reduce your cost by getting other people to come and by having readings and things like that prior to that. But we're really hoping to have it's interesting. This friend of mine used to work at a consulting firm, and suddenly he's on the same path as I am, and he has a lot of friends up in New York who certainly want to get away in the winter. So So looks like the universe is just adding people to our family and making some of these things come to fruition. So don't buy your airline ticket yet, but keep an eye out for wherever you are to either the Tampa airport or the Orlando airport, because if people come in from Orlando, that's cheaper. I can shuttle you down to the Tampa area. So, but again, we can't go and rent a room and, you know, absorb all those expenses until we know that some of you are going to be able to come. So we're really excited about that, aren't we?
We are really excited, and I love the fact it's going to be me and Amy, and as she was talking to gentleman Glenn, and being able to put together a really good, strong classes for everyone. We've been a lot of response from people asking about doing psychic protections. We'll be doing work there. Amy was talking about the dowsing rods. We'll be able to working with your energies, raising your auras, and then having the chakras worked. We'll do the dowsing rods to see where out of your chakras you need the most work with. Then we'll put in the metaphysical psychic classes. Those of you know I've done in Arizona. I've done them in other places, and Amy and me working together, we're going to put together the most strongest class for those of you who are writing into PsycheGoneWild.com. Remember, like she said, the friends and bringing them together. We can manifest it. It is going to be affordable. We want to get in now before the times are. Check your airplane flights now, like she was saying, so you can get in and get a good flight there on that weekend of January. We just had a friend that was talking to us tonight and wants to have us work out going to Seattle, Washington. I do know there's people up there that have, I've got a book signing. They're trying to work with me in February. That would be President's Day.
Oh, and I have a daughter there. I have a daughter there. So we can do another one. We can do another one out there. So, so keep your eyes out. And we haven't worked out exactly what the pricing is, but it's going to be very affordable. And it's going to be, there's such a full range of weekends. I mean, I see weekends that are $1,200. And I see weekends that are, you know, in the 300s or something. But it will certainly be affordable. And while we haven't worked this out totally yet, you can earn points towards the cost by getting your friends to go. I don't know how many friends you have to bring to get a free thing, but that'll be very liberal as well because you know, the expense and the leap of faith we have to take is to rent, you know, get the conference space. So the sooner, and if there's a lot of you that don't think that, you know, want to wait till, that, you know, you can't come in January and we need to do it in February, let us know now because we're really moving ahead. And as you know, since there isn't any time, the time we made up flies. So it'll be here before we know it.
I love it, Amy. And that's just, you know, ladies, get a hold of us and make sure you get in these emails. Each one of these questions, each one of these things you're doing as a following is on that right-hand corner counts for your chance to win these Christmas baskets that we will be giving away every day in November. So with
and you know what we should do? We should come up with something, and we'll have to make it pretty super-duper. But we should have a contest for a complimentary thing to the weekend. And we'll figure out what that's gonna be. But
we'll
have to do something super duper like walk on water or something. But we'll come up with something.
I've seen this, the water we have here, and we can do that. There's some places that have things in it where I want to walk on it. So you guys, you're welcome. It's going to be a blast. We guarantee a lot of fun. Those of you who asked for me and Amy to do it are going to get your wish to come true. We're going to get together here. We're going to put on a class and make sure you write to us. We'll have all the information next week, but get with us. Let us know. We've had a lot of friends from Louisiana and Alabama wanting to come down. Other places want to fly. Get with us. This is the time to do it. 310, what do you know? You're on live on Psychic Stone Wild. Hello, 310. Okay, we're going on to 773. You're our next person, our 773. Can you hear us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Really good. I apologize to 310. We are having a little spin, so 773 can hear us. Please stay tuned. And how are you, 773?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Really good. Fridays is our wild day. You know, Amy gets really intense. We always discuss stuff. We're going to spin the wheel. You're our first person on. And our topic tonight, as we spin the wheel, is, shamanic dancing. Okay. That's okay. What our topic is. Do you have anything you want to add? We always ask the people that call in, what do you think? And then we'll go into your question and we'll have fun with you on the reading. This is for the people that are listening in that go, I don't know this person. I'm listening to their reading. It gives them entertainment, too. So you have to play along a little bit. What do you think of shamanic dancing? Does that ring anything to you?
No, I don't actually know what shamanic dancing is.
You have never been kicked out of a bar for this. No, I'm kidding you. I'm just teasing. This is Psychic Castro. I'm messing with you. Give me your first name and we'll give you your reading.
Thank you. My first name is Tempest. And whenever you're ready to start the reading.
Okay,
but I do want to know what shamanic dancing is.
Okay, we'll tell you, Tempest, because you may be doing it after the show. It's a fun thing. Okay, Amy, what are you getting with Tempest?
Just give me, because I was, I'm still wound up about the weekend. If you can just give me your birthday, will be helpful.
Yes, ma'am. January 15, 1989.
Okay. So something you want to, is there an area of your life that you're more interested in?
Love.
Okay, yeah. Well, love is all around. Love is all around. I think that, and I'm not doing the reading part yet. I got to babble a little bit to get into, to get out of our crazy weekend. You know, love is all around, and usually what I see happening is that people put shields up and don't allow the love in. I think that you're probably a really emotional, and I get the idea that you have a fairly intense personality. Not that that's a bad thing, but it has an impact on the kind of people that you attract. And sometimes it seems that people, you know, are attracted to, you know, your intensity and the way you live your life and things like that. But then once they get closer, they're somewhat, you know, they're threatened by it. So that doesn't mean you need to tone it down, because then you're not really being true to yourself. It strikes me that you're probably very goal-oriented. Yeah. And, are on a path, and then sometimes, you know, when you are goal-oriented and you're keeping your eye on the prize, you get kind of blinders on and you forget to look to your left and your right and see who's watching you and see who's attracted to your light. I think that I just feel that there's many, many people who are, you know, many potential suitors that are very attracted to you, but they don't feel that that you have room for them in their life, in your life, because, you know, you're focused on your goals and things like that. So, I certainly feel that there's someone in your future, and I think that it's going to be someone that has, you know, that's your equal. The problem is with people that can't keep up with you, that, you know, they get either left behind, or they're just exhausted by your energy. So again, I think that the most important thing, especially when you're trying to attract love, is to be true to yourself. And think that it would be helpful if you wrote down things that you're looking for in a man or a woman. We don't, you know, I don't know which side of that you are, you know, the things that you're looking for, and then take some time to think, where are people, you know, where do people like that go? Where, you know, when people are looking for, you know, people are looking for an intellectual in the bar, you know, and there's plenty, you know, there's plenty of opportunities, but I think that you are going to have to make that a goal, just like you're so goal set and some of your other dreams and plans, and you know, treat that as a, you know, do your homework on it, decide what the characteristics are in the person that you want. Is there someone in your life now? Is that, are you wondering if that's going to work out? Or?
Yeah, actually, a particular guy's name is Maurice, and I'm just, I don't know, I just want to feel something good, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that I felt like there was some, I felt like there was somebody, but I mean, or there is somebody, and there seems to be something, you know, in the way that he's either not the right person for you, that he is threatened, or that you are, the way you're living your life and the goal, I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong, but, you know, the way that you're living your life, he's getting the impression that there's not room in your life for him. So I don't know if any of that hits on the mark or not, but I would do an assessment to see if he's real, you know, he is the person that you are looking for. And, you know, and if it's just a physical thing, there's nothing wrong with just being attracted to someone for, you know, for physical reasons, you know, for physical reasons, and, you know, getting enjoyment through that. But we can't make people into people that, that they're not. So if he's just, you know, your friend or your friend with benefits or something like that, that's fine. That's fine. And it, you know, it's so important to our self-esteem to have physical interaction with people. But right now I feel like he's very threatened. I feel like he's threatened by you. But enough from me. Jessica, what do you think?
I feel
Thank
the same
you.
Way. You're welcome, and I feel the same way. And I, with due to limitations and time, I'm going to go into the other energies and let you know. I'm glad to hear you again, Tempest. And shamanic dancing is a form of raising your energy. You use dance to do it. And what we've understood and what we were wrote to from Rhode Island was it is another expression of a way to raise and enhance your vibration. The shamanic part of it is that it's something that has been taken from different cultures and is being worked with. So we welcome this next week. We will be asking some of really very strong shamanic and very famous authors and people in. Those of you who are listening in, make sure you tune in to Richard Harvey on Tuesday with us. And do not forget that we've got Deborah Jacobs with me and Amy Friday, and the author of Dancing with Your Dragon, Sherry Richards, is going to join us the first week of November. So hang in there. And Tempest, I guess that's all we're going to find out from it, and you'll have to find out more. We're going to see if any of us have done it and didn't know it. I'd hate to go to jail for something I didn't do.
Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you. We're glad. This is Living in the Psychic Realm with Psychics Gone Wild, and I've got both shows turned around tonight, Psychic Jethro and Amy. Welcome, all of you guys. Tuesday nights, listen in to A1R Psychic Radio with Psychic Jethro. Those of you who've been doing it, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and it goes across the country, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific. It's Living in the Psychic Realm with Psychic Jethro live every Tuesday night. Amy, we have had a lot of questions. What do you get on that subject of shamanic dancing?
Well, I love the idea because what I know, that, you know, I spend a lot of my time helping people with move through grief and things like that. And what I really have learned, not just about grief, but about all sorts of emotional discontent, is that we try to talk our way. We try to talk our way through it. And the talk, to a certain extent, we victimize ourselves. We have to keep, you know, because usually any kind of distress we're feeling that's really causing us problems is largely in our head. You know, we've made it larger than life. Not to say that there aren't things that, you know, like if someone dies or you lose your job or something like that, you're supposed to be sad. But we just sort of rock in the fetal position, and someone refers to it as redecorating hell. We just talk and talk and talk and think that one day we will have talked enough about it that it'll go away. But each time we talk, it just builds it. So as far as, you know, when I was doing the chakra sessions and things like that, I realized that body movement, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, exercise, go to the gym, but body movement can really open up our chakras, and we can use it to release energies that are no longer useful to us. I also like the idea of shamanic dancing, because somehow or other in our culture, we got all caught up in things and, you know, the here and now, and we've largely forgotten about, and certainly using the pharmaceutical industry to solve our problems. You know, with grief now, they just changed the book that has all the psychiatric disorders, and it used to be like if you were still having, you know, debilitating grief after 2 months, they would suggest that perhaps there was some sort of chemical depression kicking in, but they just got rid of the time frame. So now, you know, 3 days after someone dies, you can, you know, if you went to your doctor, they might put you on an antidepressant, and that's not going to move the grief. So much of our grief, so much of our angst, our anger, our hurt can leave our body by going back to some of these ancient rituals. And we've lost a lot of rituals in our, you know, we just look to a quick fix as opposed to what people did before they had a medication for every mood. So that's what I think about. I think that it can, you know, especially for people who have a hard time meditating, because you're sitting there, you're supposed to not think, but you're sitting there and you're getting bored and having a hard time. Movement can really take you, you know, if you think of when you dance, like at the disco, or, you know, go out dancing, it takes you out of yourself. It allows you to feel things from an altered perspective and gives you glimpses of yourself. You know, it just gives you glimpses. You can look at yourself from a different. You can look at yourself from a different perspective.
True, very true, Amy. We've got a lot of people in the chat room going with it. And 705, you're on live on Psyche's Gone Wild. The topic is shamanic dancing, and we'd like to see what you feel.
Oh, hi. I really don't have anything to input on shamanic dancing. I've heard the word shamanic. Isn't it healing? Does that not mean healing?
It's like a type
hello?
Of power. It's okay. Hello, you're okay. It's a type of power, and we welcome you, 705. If you want to go ahead and give us your name and date of birth, we'll give you a free psychic mini reading. We're glad you called in. This is Psychic Jethro. You're very honest. I love the fact that I think we caught you a little by surprise. You never thought you'd get in, but the phones have went wild, and in the last 10 minutes, we've had it clearing and adding and clearing and adding. Fridays is just that fun day. You just never know when you're going to get in. You didn't think you were going to get in, did you?
No, I can tell you I'm very appreciative that you've taken my call, because I really, really need your help.
I can feel it. I feel it, and we're going to get you through. You
called
it right
now. What's your name, dear?
It's Wendy.
Wendy, it sounds like something has gotten you really upset, so hopefully we can help.
It's been a week, and my boyfriend of 11 months, I found out, cheated with one of my former best friends. I'm trying to understand why this happened when he told me he's very happy with me, he's in love with me, and I don't know what to do at this point.
Well, I will tell you that it will all be okay, and it's interesting because as a widow, I'm in a lot of widow groups, and a lot of the widows are like, this is the worst thing that could happen, and I get so angry when people say that that their boyfriend broke up with them and they're upset. But in a lot of ways, that alienation of affection can honestly be worse than someone dying because they're still there. And it feels like, and did you say this was a friend of yours, that he cheated with a
yes.
friend of yours?
Yeah.
So then Adam is,
yeah, and she's my friend, Paulette, was my friend.
And when's your birthday, dear?
May 13th, 1969.
Yeah, a lot of times people just, you know, are just thinking about themselves. So it's really important to you to, it's really important for you to realize that it likely was not anything against you. It wasn't like he was choosing her over you. It was just sort of like you were in the crossfire of some random bullets. And I can imagine since it was a friend of yours that it certainly makes it a lot worse. It strikes me that you're a very tender person and a very giving person. And sometimes I see this happen a lot when people are giving, so giving of themselves, other people take it for granted. And especially, you know, a lot of men, because they are programmed. I mean, they're biologically programmed to hunt and gather. That it's not really boredom or alienation of affection. It was just some sort of quest or challenge. So.
And I get that, Wendy. I get that with her. I get that, too, and I get that this energy. And the guys are telling me that you and him had a karmic energy. He did not pass the test. He is a fool. And I'll tell you, part of what I'm also feeling is I can feel your hurt. I've been there and hurt, and this was sad. Spiritually, you two had a connection. His thing was to do this. It takes two no-nos, both him and the friend. I mean, she's your friend. Come on, walk with me. Everyone has attractions, but, you know, those two knew this. They did the energy. I feel that you're going to overcome this. You're going to get better people coming around, and Amy's right in what she said she's feeling with them because he is pulling energy from you, and I feel that the saddest thing is you still care for this blockhead. I mean, it's really sad. And what's going to end up coming out from the energy and it happening is you're going to go into a different energy. I see you kind of going into a cocoon. I see the other part coming there that, you know, it's so true what Amy was saying about being there because he's still here and he did this. And what's even worse about it is he still cares for you. But the really hard thing was those decisions that he did once he started this other out of being together, you're going to rise above it. I see him trying to come back around, realizing what he lost, and it was the test of you're going to be able to rise above it. You know, Wendy, you've been with him 11 months. I mean, what a goofball. It's hard to find a good woman. And it's like here he is doing this other energy. I see you getting stronger, and I see later the really ornery thing is those two kind of deserve each other. I mean, what a rotten friend. I mean, you know, she's just, I just want to trade her in for a puppy. At least they're loyal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You got me on my banister.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is. It's just heartbreaking when things like that happen. And I feel like also that it's bringing up some other prior hurts, maybe some hurts of your child, you know, maybe some hurts of your childhood or some other relationships or things like that. And I, so I think that I'm just feeling
that
a lot of
bad luck. I feel like I have bad luck when it comes to relationships. I thought he made me feel like I was the one, and I really don't know. He's still living with me. And
So, So that even adds an extra layer of complication. That adds an extra layer of complication to the whole thing. What I would suggest is to try to, you know, your sadness is real and you need to honor it. But if you can find a part of you that can take a look at this relationship, not from your heart, but from your head, and see what it was that attracted you to him, why that was, you know, why that was familiar to you. A lot of times we go through our life and we pick partners because there's some sort of core lesson that we need to learn. I know in my case, I was adopted, and I actually learned through some past life regression that the last two times I was here, I killed myself. And I manifest abandonment at every corner. And I needed to step back and not think with my, you know, honor your sadness, because it is very sad. It is, there's a grieving, you know, there's a grieving process, because you lost, you know, while you haven't lost this person, since he's still in your house, you've lost the trust for him, and you lost, and you feel that you've lost, you feel that you've lost his love. But I think if you look to what it was, you know, spend some time contemplating what it was that attracted you to him, and figure, and then that is going to, at a core issue, and, you know, and figure out what this life's lesson, you know, because we come to Earth to learn lessons. And sometimes, you know, when you wonder, why am I in this same mess again? It's because the universe keeps, you know, putting you in these situations so that you can really master this lesson. A lot of people have to wait till they pass to the other side to realize what the lesson was and have that aha moment. But you really truly can manifest heaven on earth, and you can use your free will to move in a direction that is not going to cause all this hurt and sadness and bring up all the other hurts and sadnesses, by really just taking the time to figure out what the lesson is here. You know, what does this have in common with other things that have happened in my life? And it might not be immediately apparent. And then figure out what the lesson is, and then challenge yourself to master that lesson. So right now, I mean, he's there, and whether he's there or not there, the hurt's still going to be there. So, you know, while personally I would like to see you throw his stuff out on the front yard, if that's not possible for economic reasons or whatever, you can still find that peace of mind, and you can still find the love that you have, you know, because you have such a giving heart. Instead of giving it out to these people who are not apparently deserving of it, give to yourself. And give to yourself. And, you know, and you should, and then maybe you will be able to find some peace and comfort. whether he's there or not, you know, whether he's there or not there, whether you break up or don't break up, because sometimes things aren't that easy. Sometimes there's people in our lives who are meant, even though they're the nice. Remember when we had the conversation about soul twins and things like that? There are people that come into our life that are just toxic as can be, but there is a karmic reason that they come into your life. So again, I'm starting to babble, but allow yourself to be sad, honor your grief, but try to because there is some sort of lesson the universe is trying to teach you. So move beyond the woundology of the situation and try to step out of yourself and step out of your heart and move down to your gut instead of your heart, because your heart is broken and heartbreak is a real thing. Heart does break when you are violated in a manner like that. But try to move down into your gut and make some decisions from your gut instead of your heart. And I think that you might be able to get some answers as to why these two decided to do something that was just, this is rude. It's just rude, and it's not loyal, and it's a whole bunch of things that are, you will never be able to understand because you're not that person. You have a huge capacity for love and tenderness, so it's impossible for you to look at this situation from someone who comes from a different mindset, someone who is, you know, a conqueror, you know, or something like that. So that's what I have to say about it. But Jethro, are you feeling anything from the spirit guides?
And they're telling you there is another person. There's another person coming for you, Wendy. And I do see that eventually you're going to get, you know, now you're hurt and you're wounded. And then I see you're going to get mad. And I see the energy's going to come and it's going to be a realization. How dare you blame me? Because really, he blames you for his own problems. There's people in long-distance relationships that don't even do anything for years other than the phone. Why did you drive him to someone else? Well, if that's how he is, then he isn't going to be able to accept you. There's people who thrive on the fact of having any attention. He blames you for his own inadequacies. There's something there, and I got to tell you, from all my work with people in different facades, be careful of that, because once the person starts looking to you for why they're doing things or why they're reacting, then they are not mature enough to take their own responsibility. It's bad enough what he did to you. He made himself a crud. But then to just crawl in and act like a worm and blame it on you, you know, that's what I feel, Wendy. And you've got to follow us. Stay with us on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to put our prayers together for you. And I feel that
real
you'll be getting
someone. Can you tell me what his birthday is?
November 30th. I don't know what year. I can't remember.
That's fine. I just needed to get, yeah. I can tell you, my mother was born really close to November 30th, and I don't know much about astrology, but I know she's one of the most selfish people I've met. So, again, you know, you're just two different people, and I don't think he did it to hurt you. He just did it because he had to do it for his ego and his self-gratification. And again, you know, just in the crossfire. But we will pray for you, and I'm glad to see that Justin sees someone in your, you know, in your future.
Someone different.
Well,
Wendy, we love you.
Can I just say I'm so privileged to have had this reading, and I've just been reading the chat room, and I just want to send out love to all of you, and I thank you very, very much.
We thank you.
Don't forget to, I really appreciate that, and I just sent your tender and loving soul on over the phone, and as you send love to us, we'll send love to you, but don't forget to send love to yourself.
Okay.
We love you, Wendy. We're thank you. We're going on here. We've having a little technical difficulty.
Yeah, thanks for being so honest and sharing. Thanks for trusting us.
And we thank all of you that says psychics gone wild, and we've gone wild. Wendy, you've become one of our family. Remember to hit that right button, follow us so we can keep up. And those of us we're listening to earlier, we were discussing having those psychic classes. It will be me and Amy in Martin Luther Day in January, working with a friend named Glenn. We're going to be working with some other people, continually putting out this white work and energy. It's something that me and Amy were discussing about our mission, and our mission is to help people. We want to thank you, Wendy, the friend that just spoke. 925, you are live on one of the few people that got through on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi there. I'm just interested in, like, what you guys think.
Cool.
So what comes up?
Okay,
first of all, what's
your
name and when's your birthday, just so I can...
Oh, sure. Jane, and my birthday is in July, 1962.
July what?
Mid-month.
Okay, perfect.
I'm a Cancer.
Well, I don't know anything about astrology. I just sort of try to figure out, it's hard to shift from one person to the other so quickly. So I just need kind of a frame of reference here.
Yeah.
So just so that we can do this a little quicker, are you concerned about your relationships, or is it more about your career and security?
Oh, that's a great question. I was sort of asking you kind of what comes up, because both of those things are kind of on tap, on the front burner for me. So,
well, that's actually good. That's actually good, because that shows that you are, living your life. So many people compartmentalize their lives, but if you're at a turning point here, I think it's going to be easier for you to follow your heart if you're standing in the hallway about a couple of things. I feel that you are ready for a major change, but you are holding back a little bit. You don't really trust yourself and your capabilities. So I think that you should.
So, okay, so let me give you a little more information. I'm ready for both of those things to kind of pop, and I've been kind of ready for a while, but things have been static for a while. So I guess, and the sad thing is I kind of see things for other people, but I don't see my own path. So I'm looking to you for some input on what you see in my path, if anything comes up, if Spirit gives you some guidance for me.
Yeah, I feel that the staticness is being caught, by... We always need to keep moving, even when we think that, we're stuck, we need to wiggle, and I just feel that sort of frozen and, resigned to the, like, time is going to, this isn't the right time, but it's always the right time. Jethro, I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute while I settle in a little bit.
I feel that. No, that's okay, Amy. We are getting other energy. And Jane, as we're going through the energy with you, I do say you said that the Spirit move you. I keep feeling with you that you are a very strong individual. You've got so much other ability. We're getting a little bit of reflecting back when we go to read you. It's really good, but it's like you're really not just like a reader, but also really strong, and you're a good advocate. You're a helper of other people. They keep showing me that you have been through some stuff of your own. I feel like you overcame some obstacles.
Yes, big time. So I can help people, but I don't think that's my goal, because I still have two kids to raise. So not yet. I mean, maybe eventually. I guess I can see things so clearly for other people. I can see their lives. I can see stuff that's going to happen to them. I can see stuff. I really can. And for me, I can't see a darn thing. It's like so frustrating because it's blank. So I'm asking you if there's anything that you see for me.
I do feel that, Jane, and as a reader and through all the years of it, I do see for you that I see another part of your life. I see it isn't just the two children happening for the energy. I see there's some other people that you're going to be helping there. They keep showing me it's an area. It looks to me, what I keep seeing is that like you come together with some other people. At first I thought you were doing daycare or something in 2013, but it's an area of group people, and it's working together with some other individuals like a co-op. And they're talking about how you're putting together different parts to work together. It looks like a community effort. And what I'm seeing there for you, it's also the angels are telling me that you are really strengthening up the neighborhood. It's like what you're part of your mission there is to bring people into a focus together to get things going. I keep seeing you doing some kind of craft.
Craft? I'm not very handy. I actually am not.
I'm not sure what I see, but it looks to me like...
I am creative, but crafts are just not my thing. So I really have never liked those very much.
Okay, now that's good to know, Jane. You know, and obviously with whatever the shielding is or what we're here to help with, psyche's gone well. What I keep feeling you with your hands and doing something there at the table. And it's very interesting, you know, with your crafts and what your intent is. I mean, they're telling me that you have got so much potential. It's good that you help so many others, like you said, with your other readings. What I'm also feeling that you're taking another stride in your energy and your work is that I still see that. It's good to know that that isn't your type of thing, but I do see you doing something with your hands' creativity next year that makes money. I'm not saying you even like them, but that's what I'm seeing in the future. And I do see that you've got some other, it seems like you're working together. I still keep getting this with other parents. It's like there's mothers, there's parents coming in and out, and you're working in this, I would say, a center or something here. And they keep saying 2013. They're showing me this later out. You'd ask what the spirit guides are also seeing. I also see for you that your strengths and your other abilities are coming into it. Another focus. You said you don't see yourself helping others and, you know, doing this as a reading, but I see you setting down and doing some other things in this area that is pretty much still, it's like you're bringing people together. You seem to be the networker or somewhere where you're putting some capabilities.
Yes.
I feel like you're a little ahead of the game, and because of your situation, you know, right now and being in the parenting role and things like that, that the people who you are surrounded by are not as gifted, are not as creative, and are not as smart and intuitive as you are. And so you're pulling away from that stuff, you know, so sort of to people please. But you have to remember that, you know, we're on the brink of some major, major changes, and some of the things that Jethro were talking about, people are going to have to change a lot of the ways they live. They're going to have to start living in tribes. They're going to have to rely on their neighbors more. And I feel that your insight and your intuitiveness and, you know, connection to things other than the day-to-day world, you're going to be a trailblazer in that area.
Yep. So we thank you. And we got our last 5 minutes of the show here, you guys. We welcome everybody to tune the last 5 minutes of it. Remember to tip your waitstaff. We're getting ready to head home. Go to the site, psychicsgonewild.com.
Yeah, Jethro, if you don't have Jethro's book yet, we love for you to, you know, even though you can order it off the internet, the best thing to do is go to your local bookstore and say, do you have Psychics Gone Wild? Because then they will, you know, it gets the word out. And if you are at, you know, because we just give mini readings, but Jethro is such a talented reader. He picks up the energies. It's amazing. He read my mother. I got to tell you this. He read my mother, and he could not have been more on point. And he got a migraine in the middle of it because she's so complicated. But he's really, you know, so if you have some questions and... don't know what all that noise is. If you have some questions, you know, and you want a more detailed reader, I can't think of a better person to get it from than Jethro, because he's prices his services appropriately. He really, especially when it's one-on-one and there's not all these other energies, you know, from the chat room and the other people, everything's not all flowing together. He will certainly be able to give you more detailed answers and more direction. Some people could say that they'd rather do this than go to therapy because it's just so much more on point. And again, back to this idea of you're not buying into your woundology. You're looking at what's possible instead of what already happened. So now we really only have 5 minutes.
We got three. You're on Friday nights on Psychics Gone Wild. You'll be our last person tonight. I apologize to all of you waiters. Please continue to call 773-897-6461. We're on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Time, and it's going to be another night of Psychics Gone Wild. 203, you went. Obviously, we lost that call. We are down to the last couple minutes. We thank all of you who've been tuning in. We had a really good opportunity this week to help a lot of individuals who've been contacting and asking us questions. So the best thing I would like to do and welcome all of you is if you really want to know, like you said, with the different psychics, go on psychicsgonewild.com. There's all of us on there. Look and check it out. Find the one that's right for you. Sit down with me, Aurora. You know, Amy, we have really good things. We just got really good news. I got to let everyone know that Linda Irwin's CDs will be signed and in the Christmas baskets. There's going to be some of those in these baskets. One thing is there's going to be a mixed array of books. So we'll be announcing that night when we pick the name what's in the basket. So the fun thing is you don't know what all you're going to get in these baskets. Some Aurora Rose is giving away a half an hour reading. You'll be getting, I'm going to have some books of Living in the Psychic Realm, signed copies by Psychic Jethro. I will sign them. We'll put them in. You never know what you're going to have in these baskets. The fun thing with this box is you get this Christmas box now. You get it to you probably, by the way we were looking at the mail, they said it probably 7 to 10 days. So you could get your name picked, had it out there, and have this in your house. What a good fun Christmas present to yourself. You listen to Psychics Gone Wild. And as Amy said earlier, please, you guys, go into any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Hastings. If you go in and ask Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, pick up a copy of it. Send me a receipt that you picked it up, and I will, this month, I'm giving out half an hour reading to anyone who sends me a receipt. So you've got yourself a $60 deal. You bought yourself a $15 book, and for what would be a $75 deal, you've got for $15. You can't beat it. Go in, pick it up, Kay and Jethro E. Smith, I bought it. Send me the receipt in the email. I'll call you back, and I'll set up a half an hour phone reading with you. With me, Psychic Jethro. Thank you for the call.
Great present to get somebody. You know, we all have too much stuff. You know, if you've got a friend who's fascinated by what you're interested in, you know, get a gift certificate for a reading. Not to sound like for an infomercial, but certainly, especially Jethro, is taking a leap of faith to make his living. Make his living doing this, so I just try to urge people to support his leap of faith, you know, support his leap of faith, and so that we can continue to do the radio show, and we don't have to go get jobs at Walmart. That would really mess up his energy.
And you look at this last contest we've got. We've got a great one. If you want to try the healthy coffee, call 719-289-4907 and say, I want coffee and a reading. And this month of October, you'll get a reading half an hour with Psychic Ryan over the phone and a box of coffee delivered to your door for $30.50. You can't beat that deal. So 719-289-4907 to try out the healthy coffee and Ryan, the psychic, my son, actually my baby. But I say baby, he's 22. He's kind of big to be that. But the last few seconds we've got left, everyone, we want to thank all of you. We love you. This was a fun Friday. listen to us in the archives, give us a call. Tell us real quickly, Amy, your site and how to get a hold of you for grief counseling or to just talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to put together the grief group. I've just been so busy because my brother is in-home hospice care. But we are going to put together a grief chat. It'll be on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. Just have to get, and it'll probably be on the